Yeah, yeah, we ain't gotta get social. I come with no caution. If I give you my heart, would you break it? If I give you my time, would you waste it? If I give you my trust, would you break it? If I give you my pain, would you heal it? Yeah. Oh, ready, set, go. I can't let go. I'm so set to. Just you, fed you. Fed you, fed you. Sauvez-moi, ain't no time to waste. No waste. We just gotta taste. No flavor. Baby, me no basic. No basic. Baby, ain't no taste. Oh, no taste. Make you my baby. Make your night crazy. Hit it like ready. Baby, let's taste it. I can make you want to, yeah. I can hit it left and right. We don't gotta leave it all, yeah. Ain't no time to waste. No waste. We just gotta taste it. New flavor. Baby, me no basic. No basic. Baby, ain't no chasing. Oh, no chasing. If I give you my heart, would you break it? If I give you my time, would you waste it? If I give you my trust, would you break it? If I give you my pain, would you heal it? Baby, me no pain.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome back to the Elevated Talk with P-Mart. I have a special guest on the line. You would not believe. This is my guy, my boy. You feel me? My business partner, my best friend. I call him Vito. But you guys don't know him by Vito. You know him by James. I call him James T. My boy James T. This is my big brother, man. We go years back, but he's been doing a lot of great things, and I just wanted to shine light on it and give him his flowers. Yeah, let's bring my dear friend James T. on the line. James, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, P. Mark. Good evening, man. Good to talk to
you. Good evening, James. How you doing, man?
I'm pretty good, all things considered. You know, I can't complain. How about yourself?
I'm great, man. Look, I'm really glad you joined us, this show, man. Like I said, this doesn't have to be, you know, anything. I just wanted to say I thank you for being such a dear friend. I want to use this platform to appreciate my friends, whether it be artists or entrepreneurs like yourself. I just want to appreciate you for the work that you're doing. But for the people that don't know, what's going on. Do you mind sharing a little bit about the project, or would you mind me kind of sharing what's going on, just on the broader side of things, just the project that's coming up with Sound Element?
Well, you know, I'm involved in all sorts of businesses and companies, et cetera. You know, we have the music studio that we just started. It's an African-American-owned studio. And, you know, I'm also a philanthropist, a researcher. So I have plenty of plans for, you know, for the future, to help people and do what's right. You know, I'm all about music, good music and art.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one thing that brought us close together. You're very serious about your craft. And I'm very serious about, you know, where things could potentially go.
Yeah.
I consider myself to be a pretty savvy investor and a scientist. You know, with my neuroscience background and my business background, I basically combine the two of them. That's where I came up with the name of Sound Element for the company. You know,
and that matches you so well, because the way you think and everything is, man, brother, it's like putting your whole vision into life, where people can utilize, and you know, I mean, it's I don't know how to say it. Like, it's like I know you as a person, and then when I hear Sound Element, I'm just like, dude, this is you. This is all you.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
You know, I had some pretty good professors, P. Mark. I had some pretty good professors. One of my professors and a mentor of mine, Svetozar Menkov, you know, he's fluent in Latin and Russian and Greek. And when I started studying under him, under Menkovian teaching, and I learned of these, you know, different languages, it opened my mind up and expanded my mind. And once I expanded my mind, through Menkovian teaching, I studied neuroscience. I came up with a unique mindset, and you know, that's connected to the name Sound Elements. You know, you have your sound elements, your amplitudes, your wavelengths, your frequencies, and then you have your science, your proton, neutron, electron. So I combined the two of them. That's where I came up with the name Sound Elements. But it's been a great experience so far, PMAR. We're just now getting started. The company, you know, we have the website up and running. We have to edit some of the photos. But we're doing great. We're making great progress. And, you know, by the beginning of the year in January, everything should be finished. And, you know, everything's looking bright, man, looking good.
Yeah, and I'm really happy to have, you know, to be a part of the something starting up, like, because I know when you was talking about this, about you've been working on this for about a year, right? About 2 years, right? The project.
What was that?
You've been building the studio for about 2 years, right?
Yeah, it's been about 2 years since I've been
about
first 2 years. Started the construction work.
Yes, and that's not like you guys thinking that, oh yeah, he's been building for 2 years, so it won't be going on. No, this guy has been literally building it from ground up, from scratch. I'm talking about, it's been, I guess like an honor for me to have seen some, you know, especially someone so close to me come up. Because when you were talking about this, I'm telling you, like, I'm just like, not that I didn't take you seriously. I was like, man, like the things you were talking about was just so enormous that I was like, man, my brother, man, this guy, like, you know how you are. Like, you've literally, you've manifested your own life. Like, you know what I mean? Like, your own, I guess you spoke everything into existence. And I've known you. You've always been that guy. And with this, you've always talked to me about, man, this studio. The moment you brought it to me, I was like, man, Jim really want to open the studio? And then the money. It's just like the time that you put in it, I would never imagine that you would, that anybody close to me had that type of passion. And then it just pushes me to want to do, you know, better. Me too. You know, because you have an energy in the room, you want to do better, because that's just what it is. So you challenge us as a circle to think but to like literally dream. Because when you dream, bro, you realize it. That's one thing that I noticed about you. When you said, tomorrow I'm going to get a Lambo, tomorrow you're going to have a Lambo. You know, like just saying. So that's what I like about you, man. And talking about the world, I see you. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, you know that my then wife was an artist. A very successful artist. And you know her, Sarah Lurie. You know, she's the oldest daughter.
Yeah, I wanted to say that. I didn't want to bring that up.
And
yeah.
Sarah Lurie is the oldest daughter of Anna Robert H. Lurie. And we have two children together. And I started the studio project to help our relationship and to bring us close together. And, it didn't work, you know. Soon after that, we got divorced, and I was stuck with the project, so I had to follow through with it.
Man, you're a genius, man.
You know, yeah, and I've been sticking with it. I've been committed to it, and ultimately, you know, I want to help people, and I'm very curious and eager to learn more about the business and about music in general. So, you know, I don't have any regrets about sticking with the business.
Studios, and it's one of the most, this is not just like your neighborhood music studio, guys. I'm talking about, this is a luxury music studio where everything you got is in there. The sound, you just got to come to the opening, okay? We're going to announce the opening on this show. I'll be more than happy to announce it, as well as, you know, attend it. So, do you mind telling the listeners where it's located or not yet?
Well, you know, Pumari is 3622 South Morgan.
Yeah,
3622 South Morgan in Bridgeport. And, you know, we have a few rooms. And right now we have a couple rooms up and going. And like I say, it's a top-of-the-line facility. You know, we have a drive-in garage for our high-profile artists and customers. We have 24/7 in-house security.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a top-of-the-line facility. We have the best equipment. You know, we have a comfortable lounging area. And it's a comfortable place to make music and to create and work on your craft.
It is, man. It's a very vibey building for great people. When you go in there, it's like you're going to pull up network. Anybody walking down, you could literally network with them because everybody's on their stuff, you know, definitely doing their thing. So, yeah, that's a beautiful thing, bro. Like I'm saying, people are not ready for what we bring into the city, man. And especially you, seeing you so young, leading such young people as well, and taking them from, you know, their current situation and maximizing their potential, you know, because you're really pushing us, like especially with the studio, you're really pushing us to think better and actually do better. Because when you're a great person, man, and I just want to tell you that when some people like when you invest so much in such a project like that, you don't go with your friends, but you trust us so much to you know, and this whole idea has been yours. I'm talking about as far as like just people to kind of like put a hand on something or help you. You've trusted us when you didn't have to. So I just want to take my hat off to you and say thank you. And, you know, we're really ready to push this. And what kind of services do you have for the viewers, for the listeners who are trying to know? I know that, you know, this is not just a $25 an hour studio, man.
I mean, you know, outside of, you know, the two rooms that we have available now, the, you know, the $65 an hour and the $85 an hour rooms, you know, I have a philanthropic background. I like to give away money to children that need books and people that actually need resources. And that's where my philanthropic background It's beneficial to me. It helps me feel good about what I'm doing because I'm actually an individual that gives and helps people. I don't use, not to throw any salt on Democrats, but I don't use any ethnicities or any group of people to take advantage of what I could potentially do, but actually like to help people. It's something that I have a passion for doing, and I've been doing it forever, you know, since I've been able to. And then I do it in a lot of different ways. So outside of the rooms, I do have a philanthropic background that I would like to expand.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to do more for my community, more for my culture, things that are positive, and things that may need to be done. We're going through a lot right now in this day and age.
We have
a lot of things, man. We have a lot of obstacles, man. The average person and the average family, we just have so many obstacles, man, financially, emotionally, health-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make the world a better place, and I want to make our living experiences easier.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm here
you really
for.
You really are, though, man. And I really appreciate you for that. And I just want to take a quick commercial break, and then I want to come in and talk to you about something else that we've always talked about offline, but we never really got to, you know. I'm going to play this song by Baro. This is a dope song. He just dropped this, man. Take a listen, and we can talk about it, too, when we get back. This is called Run by Baro. Guys, we'll be right back with Elevated Talk with P-Mark. One moment.
Yeah, these niggas think they wild, but no, they ain't wild enough. Yeah, we coming to the party and we came to fuck shit up. And my niggas got that money for them strippers shaking butt. Treat these bitches like my blunt. Take one hit, I'm high as fuck. Lost my mind, no, I can't stunt. Mix the cocoa with the runs. I work hard during the day. I can't take you out to lunch. Get that meal, get that bread. I'm gon' eat it up for brunch. Big bag wood, full as I. You can roll up all my ducks. Broke them in, got them jumping like we playing double dutch. Your boyfriend broke, why he flogging? Think his pockets need a clutch.
Run with me.
Everybody move to the dance floor. Everybody move to the dance floor.
Run with me.
Everybody getting fucked up, yeah. Everybody getting fucked up, yeah.
Run with me.
Everybody move to the dance floor, everybody move to the dance floor.
Run with me.
Everybody getting fucked up, yeah, everybody getting fucked up, yeah.
Run with me.
Everybody move to the dance floor, everybody move to the dance floor.
Run with me.
Everybody getting fucked up, yeah, everybody getting fucked up, yeah.
Run with me.
Feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger, get in the chopper. I got a chopper, just like a yapper. I'm gonna pop you, give me my seat, like a gelato. Puta mi queso, pay me my peso. We second that mucho dinero. Nigga, I'm Pharaoh, call me a king or a pharaoh. My garments is Prince of Apero, not from the Pharaoh. My family Chicago, tryna take governor Murcielago. Drip with the sauces I have on the poncho. I am that nigga, just call me Hato. Play with the numbers like my name is Lotto. Come lay with the money, I'll bust your tomato. I come crack your head at the bar with a bottle. My girl rolled a boat, but believe she gon' swallow. And that girl look like a model. She get in the clap and her ass is like Bravo. Whew. And that girl think my nigga treadmill. So she gotta
run with me.
Everybody move to the dance floor. Everybody move to the dance floor.
Run with me.
Everybody getting fucked up, yeah. Everybody getting fucked up, yeah.
Run with me.
Everybody move to the dance floor. Everybody move to the dance floor.
Run with me.
Everybody getting fucked up, yeah. Everybody getting fucked up, yeah.
Run with me.
Everybody move to the dance floor. Everybody move to the dance floor.
Run with me.
Everybody getting fucked up, yeah. Everybody getting fucked up, yeah.
Run with me.
Yes. That was Baro. Run. Hey, that's the single he just recently dropped, man. I really like that song. I really, really like that song. He got a lyric video going on, too. Are you still there with me, James?
Yeah, I'm here.
James, Okay, cool. Okay, so yeah, so that was Viral Run. And I just wanted, you know, I know we were talking about, you know, the Sound Element Studio, one of the hottest studio, Chicago's luxurious music studio, located in the 35th area. Gonna be opening up soon. Definitely a high end thing, but I want to really have a conversation about, you know, the world, right? You know what we talked about and how connected things are. You know, I told you before that, you know, growing up in Africa, we had an event, right? Like a crazy event that happened. I don't know. And one day, right? I remember this like it was yesterday. So, as a kid, we were not told what it was, but we were just told what to do. Okay, so when it was happening, I remember it was like at nighttime. You know, we're in my grandmother's house where we lived at, and I don't know what we were doing, hanging out, whatever, the family, and then we started hearing this noise coming from the backyard. From the back, you know, the back half, bushes, all that stuff. So they're coming from there. So, and it's a very, very commanding noise. So it's like robotic, like heavy footsteps, like Bigfoot on TV type stuff, right? And we were pretty much told to put our head down on the floor. And not look, you know, to close the doors and lock them. And my grandmother was still alive at this time, so I think she knew more about it, but I never got the chance to speak to her about it. And I told you that because you're like very spiritual and connected. And I just wanted to know, like, we talked about this before, but what do you think that was, man? When you hear things like that as a kid, and I don't know, and also there was so many other things, like, you know, an event where it was like this pygmy war, like this civil war that happened, and we had to dig, the people had to literally, to be safe, dig the ground, and the make an underground to hide. I don't think we ever did that, but that's what there was a threatening moment that we would have had to do that. And then I think our elders dig that hole. I don't know what's going on. Can you connect that to something?
Well, T-Martin, I'm not sure what just happened, but the phone sort of went out when you asked me to connect that you experienced and the experience that you had in the village as a child. You asked me to connect that to something spiritual. Currently, the phone sort of went out when you were asking me the question. So I'm not sure exactly what the question is. Are you asking me for clarity on the connection between what you experienced as a child in the village to now currently?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Have you ever heard of anything like that? Not to really go too much into it, because that's scary.
Well,
stuff.
I'll say this, Pimon. What you experienced as a
you
child.
I'm scared right now.
And what you experienced as a child in the village was a very authentic experience.
Mm-hmm.
And if you talk to certain individuals that are familiar with tribal ceremonies, African ceremonies, they'll let you know, the Dogons, you know, different African groups that have connections to their ancient ancestors through astronomy and et cetera, that there are so many different elevated experiences in the homeland and experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
have you ever encountered anything with such? Like anything? I don't know.
I mean, Pimar, I haven't been out in Africa in a village with my people to experience such events. Here in America, you know, since we were brought here, as slaves, we have trouble connecting to one another. And we also have Christianity that sort of, I have to be very careful what I say, but
yeah,
it's been difficult and challenging to connect with the common cultural people that mm-hmm. came here with me on, and my family on the ships. Mm-hmm. With that being said, all of, you know, the space program, NASA, the NSA, the National Security Agency, you know, all the top federal government agencies would pretty much be able to get in and pinpoint and regulate all of those experiences. And I know that's a very awkward statement, but over here, we have to answer to Big Brother.
Yeah, we do.
We have to answer to the people that are... that are listening to our phone calls, that are monitoring our emails, that are controlling our lives. We have to answer to them. They basically control our lives. You know, they control the banking system that we use.
From that, though, what do you think, how do you think there's a way to live off the grid as such, like, quote unquote, because people say live off the grid?
I don't necessarily think that we have to live off the grid. I do think that we need to be informed, and we need to inform our children about what we're actually experiencing and how we're slipping further and further into what others want us to think and believe and learn.
And that's the problem for our culture right now. How do you think that when technology is emerging? You know, now you have new iPhones and stuff. You know,
because of our leaders. We have leaders now. We have leaders that are responsible for giving us information.
Mm-hmm.
Leaders that are responsible for bringing us together. Leaders that are responsible for passing on information that they may have that we may need access to become better people. This is what other, you know, cultures do. That's what we need to do. We don't need to be at the bottom of the totem pole. There should be no bottom of the totem pole. And if there is a bottom of the totem pole, we certainly shouldn't be there. So
how do we start from not being there? Like, do you think, like, people like yourself, and I do think it is, like, starting to own your own stuff and, you know, being entrepreneurs and creating opportunity for others? Because when you said we answered to somebody,
Do you remember 106 and Park, Free and AJ?
Yeah.
You remember that back? That was something that all young people in our culture could relate to.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something that was going on every day. They talked about what was going on. They talked about this. Mm-hmm. They had music videos.
Yeah.
When that was over, when Free and AJ left television,
mm-hmm.
it took a chunk out of the African American youth and the minority youth.
Yeah.
It did. It took a chunk out of us.
Thanks.
And that's when you saw the music change.
Yeah, they started putting them sexy girls
on the stage. Yeah.
They started having sexy hosts and stuff.
With that being said, when Free and AJ left, it sort of changed things for us. We need publicity, we need public opinion, we need a TV show. We need a way to broadcast and transmit messages across, you know, everyone.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of social media. I don't do Instagram, Snapchat, I don't do Facebook. I don't do that
stuff. We're going to need one forever.
Because there's so much garbage going around on there.
Yeah.
There's so much. We need a TV show for the youth, for the music.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we need. That's something that's productive for us. It's something that we can all communicate on. So I think to answer your question, a way to move away from it is to stick together.
Thanks.
To be more consistent, to not allow the drugs and the alcohol and the drama to influence and manipulate our thoughts and what we need to do.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and with the world,
why would we smoke weed?
Do you think, hey, we're nothing wrong with smoking weed, man? Look,
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with smoking weed, but you could. There's a such thing as smoking too much weed and procrastinating and not getting things done.
Of course.
It's a problem for our children.
Yeah.
These kids are growing up 13, 14, 15, vaping and smoking pot, you know, and they're not living up to their fullest potential.
And that's the thing. That's why I said vaping is a poison, bro. You know what I mean? And smoking is not for everyone. Like, I do agree. If you're smoking and you're not taking care of your shit and you're not on top of it, and I mean, that's definitely what James is saying. It's not for you, but they're Rastafarian, bro. You gotta respect that type of stuff. It's a culture, bro. People smoke to get connected. You know, there are people who smoke and they're more connected than sober people. You know, it all depends on how you channel that. But I do agree with you on the business standpoint. You know, if you're smoking and your life is not where you need it to be, you're not connected, you don't even know how to channel it or use it as energy. You can use smoking as energy. Being high can drive you. You know, so I'm not the spokesperson for it, but I'm just saying that, you know, smoking is not as bad as you would really say, you know?
Well, I'm not necessarily saying it's bad, but if you look into our ancient culture, the Egyptians, they used herbs and spices to communicate with our ancient ancestors. I just think for recreational purposes, I think it may be a little too much. I'm not saying that it's something wrong with it, but it's something wrong with doing it frequently and as recreational.
Yeah.
I think I have a problem with that.
No, I agree. So, like I said, it's recreational, but it should be filtered to the people that can. You know, deal with it. That's why some people want
maybe
to
once
it.
Or twice a week.
What about drinking, though? What about drinking? You talk about smoking. What about drinking? What do you think?
Oh, alcohol comes from, you know, some alcohol comes from plants too. I think it has some of the same chemicals, and it will fall under the same laws.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
drinks,
no, I don't
wine,
think it should be the same. Alcohol,
like champagne.
Mhm. You drink alcohol, you can't operate a vehicle. Too much of it. But smoking, I mean, when have you heard somebody get into an accident because they were too high?
Well, you know what, P-Mart? That's a little contradictory, and now you're opening up in a can of worms that...
No,
P-Mart, there's been several people that have accidents because they're high off marijuana. Several people, you may not hear about it.
Okay.
But yes, marijuana can have a very similar effect on a person. It depends on how much they smoke, when they smoke, if they're used to smoking. Yes, marijuana makes you do things that you wouldn't normally do, what substances do to us. So let's not get caught up between the different substances and the different effects that they may have on people and the ethical implications. Redundant conversation.
I mean, well, when you talk about weed, alcohol is worse. I mean, that's just saying that because I know that I smoke, and that, you know, if there are people that smoke, they couldn't even get up and do a podcast. You feel me? So that's for them, you know. For the good smokers, the people that are channeling this, using it as energy, using it as energy and getting things done, you gotta give it to them. It's like drinking. When you drink, can't you get things done? I know you are drinking, Jim. Go ahead, drink. Jim, you drink and take care of things. You know? So
what's your point of emphasizing that I consume alcohol? I mean, what are you trying to get at?
No, what I'm saying is when you take your sip, right? when you're sipping, right? You operate. It don't matter how much you're sipping, right? You drink wine, you drink, you know, whatever you drink, right? So when you drink it, do you think that it affects how you operate? Is really what I'm saying. It can't. Because you know how to use it.
Mark,
you know
there's the difference between, Piedmont, there's a difference between a person working all day and then going to have a drink versus mm-hmm. someone sitting around as a kid and smoking pot when they're supposed to be doing their homework.
Mm-hmm.
Don't justify why the youth isn't or are not doing their homework. So you have to be very careful the way you think and strategize and the way you try to focus and fixate on the message you're trying to get across.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's okay to drink responsibly as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay for minors to consume alcohol? No.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay for minors to vape? Is it easier for minors to vape
no.
and get away with smoking marijuana?
Nobody
yet.
Vape. Vaping is not good. No.
Well, you know what, people aren't. I'm not trying to sit here and quantify what's better, drinking or smoking. I'm here to strictly send messages to the youth about substance abuse, and that is marijuana, and also issue that we have within the last 5-10 years of pills, whether it be pharmaceutical or illegal or legal pills. We have an issue
in
our community with drugs. And like I said, you know, some people have taken drugs, artists have taken drugs to elevate their minds to the next level, but there's a difference between children running around and shooting people with machine guns
and
productivity.
So we're going to continue this conversation. We're going to do a part 2.
Start the conversation by talking about your village experiences.
Exactly. Yeah. Love you, bro.
All right.
Yeah, I'll call you after the show.
Okay.
This is Elevated Talk. Thank you guys for tuning in. Yes, sir.